Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Las Vegas the day before services starts at the NFA meeting, and I'm with Michael Longwill with Airbase Carpet Mart. Michael, how you doing?
Great.
You know, I don't believe I've interviewed you before. Let's tell our listeners a little bit of your background. You're third generation. Your grandfather started this business, right?
Yep. Sam Longwill started in 1967.
And you're based in?
Their headquarters is in Newcastle, Delaware.
I know you focus primarily in the retail business. How many stores do you have?
We have 12 stores, mostly in eastern Pennsylvania, Lancaster, York, Reading, Harrisburg, and then all of Delaware, as well as the stores in there's a store in Charleston, South Carolina, and in and around Philadelphia.
What's with the name Airbase?
Actually, my grandfather started the business. He actually bought it from someone who had a store on the airport, the Wilmington Airport, and it was called Airbase Carpet Mart.
And yet when you go to market, if somebody goes to Charleston and looks for an Airbase, they're not going to find it. So you go to market under different retail names depending on the location, right?
Yeah, I mean, Charleston's actually called Carpet Wholesalers. In the eastern Pennsylvania area, it's called Carpet and Tile Mart. And around the Philadelphia area, it's called Lomax Carpet and Tile Mart.
All right. And most people know you also know your father, Richard, and your mom, Barbara, right?
Yep. They've been around the industry a long time.
Uh-huh. All right. So one of the reasons I wanted to interview you, you've done a presentation this morning at the NFA meeting, which is dead on as far as the topic of the day. You talked about LVT. Give us just a quick overview of what you talked about.
This morning's presentation was basically on just the plethora of product that is in the industry today. All the NFA-aligned vendors brought to the party special offers, and that was really what I spoke about, just those offers of what those manufacturers brought to the NFA.
Mm-hmm. Now, this has become a hot topic because a lot of new players are in the business, right?
Yeah, there's quite a bit. I mean, we were kind of inundated by the responses from our aligned vendors, how much product they had, as well as we have another tier called our specialty vendors, and there are two there. One is from China Floors and / Design, and the other was IBC, and of course they brought to the table quite a bit of product as well.
Mm-hmm. So what's the NFA going to do? How are they going to sort out what they choose to go with?
Great question. The great thing about the NFA is we're just a herd of cats, and it's everybody. You know, we put a menu out there of some great offers, and all the memberships decide what's best for them.
Does Airbase do a big piece of business with LVT?
Yeah, it's a big category for us now. It's definitely taking away business from laminate. Our laminate business is still strong, but LVT is growing. We've doing some truckload and container deals. Important product for us today.
Mm-hmm. You know, our estimation is that LVT is still really only about 3.5% of the market right now, roughly under 400 million square feet. But you see that continuing to expand at a rapid pace?
Given the investment that I'm seeing that these manufacturers are, that's something I can think of. I don't have a crystal ball to say, but everybody's got some big investments going on out there.
Do you think there's a risk that maybe we're adding more capacity than the market will consume?
That's a great question. I think it's possible. I think if, you know, from a commercial standpoint, you know, maybe that's where it's at. I focus on the retail residential replacement. So that's where I think there may be some overcapacity unless we get some really unique and different products coming out.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, let's talk about Airbase and your expectations for 14. And also, how did you end up 13? Talk a little bit about your business conditions.
13, we are okay. You know, 3 to 4% up. 14, I'm bullish again. I'm not thinking 7 to 10, but I'm thinking at least good 5, mm-hmm. good 5% up. January's been tough. Good, it has not been a good start with the snow and the ice, but we got some good momentum going through December, and hopefully will carry us right into the first quarter.
So people don't buy flooring when it's 4 degrees outside. Do you think that that business goes away, or it's just held and kind of somewhat pent up, and you'll enjoy that business as soon as it warms up?
From your mouth to God's ears, let's make that happen.
Okay. All right. So just a little bit more about Airbase. When you start thinking about your price points and kind of your focus, do you play more in the entry levels or on the upper end of the business?
We're pretty much all over. We're not going the high end, but we definitely bang with the box stores in the low end, and then we're real strong in the middle, and part of our challenge is going against the specialty stores like Empire and Lumber Liquidators and the big boxes. So we got to play right real solid in the middle to high, and then all the way down to low at those leader price points.
All right, so you actually can be competitive against those guys, can't you?
Absolutely. We kick their butts.
That's good to hear. All right. When you look at your mix at Airbase, is it about 50% carpet and 50% hard surface, or how's that shake out?
Well, traditionally, you know, our business has always been so much soft surface oriented. So we're pretty much about 60% now, but it's been dropping. I mean, we used to be, 90, 100% carpet, and we're now about 60. You know, it's a big change for us as a culture in the last, 30, 40 years, moving the company in that direction into a hard surface, what the consumer wants.
All right, Michael, it was great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Michael Longwell, who's third generation from Airbase Carpet Mart, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.